With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is putting Iran on notice again about its nuclear weapons program.
The president used a social media post to urge Iran to come to the table and make a deal on nuclear weapons. Or, he warned, the next attack will be far worse. He said time is running out and noted that a U.S. armada of warships was headed to the region. Iran said it would retaliate if the U.S. attacks. The Iranian government said it stands ready for dialogue, but if pushed, it will defend itself and respond like never before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump, again, putting Iran on notice about those nuclear weapons program. A major strike last year took out their primary threat. No relief in sight for millions of Americans shivering from the effects of a massive weekend winter storm. Mark Miller with the National Weather Service.
Many places across the eastern U.S., especially the upper Midwest, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, into the Northeast, are going to be staying below freezing for at least the next week, through the weekend, possibly even into next week as well.
President Trump says his new Trump accounts for newborns will get America's children off on the right foot.
We'll fund those personal accounts with a seed contribution of $1,000, which will compound and grow over the course of their lives.
Nationwide layoffs are starting to pile up, and some of the biggest job cuts are coming recently.
Amazon Wednesday announcing it's laying off 16,000 corporate employees. UPS expects to cut 30,000 operational jobs this year. Tyson Foods previously said it would close a Nebraska plant employing 3,200. Verizon began laying off more than 13,000 employees in November. And the list goes on to include other job cuts taken recently by companies like Nestle, Intel, and P&G. Many employers pointing to rising operational costs.
This is SRN News. Some thoughts on the First Amendment. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a report.
They come from Samuel Abrams of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, a civil liberties organization that counts many liberal and conservative groups amongst its clients. Abrams says the protesters who burst into a Minnesota church this month were not protected by the Constitution because, quote, there is no First Amendment right to enter a house of worship and engage in conduct that effectively shuts down a religious service. Private property is exempt. Michael Harrington reporting.
And the Department of Justice has now dropped a request for the personal and medical information of transgender patients at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. The DOJ had issued subpoenas to over 20 providers offering sex change operations on minors to investigate health care fraud. Seven families sued to keep that information private, and the hospital did not provide the requested forms. This is SRN News. The FBI is investigating the Fulton County, Georgia election office near Atlanta.
An agency spokesperson says the search is taking place at the county's main election office in Union City, just south of Atlanta. The search comes as the FBI, under the leadership of Director Kash Patel, has moved quickly to pursue the political grievances of President Donald Trump. That includes by working with the Justice Department to investigate multiple perceived adversaries of the Republican commander-in-chief. Trump has long insisted that the 2020 election was stolen, even though judges across the country and his own attorney general said they found no evidence of widespread fault that tipped the contest in Democrat Joe Biden's favor. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Federal Reserve pushed the pause button today on its interest rate cuts, leaving its key rate unchanged at about 3.6%. That comes after it lowered it three times last year. With the economy growing at a healthy pace and little sign of deterioration in hiring, Fed officials likely see little reason right now to rush any further rate cuts. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.